Today we pray for Hesperia. Hesperia is located minutes from the Cajon Pass off of Interstate 15. The cities that surround it are Oak Hills, Victorville, Phelan, Spring Valley Lake, Apple Valley. Those are the neighboring ones. And it's 35 miles north of San Bernardino City. It's located in Victor Valley, surrounded by the Mojave Desert, and is considered as part of the High Desert. Its relatively high elevation and the unique moderate weather patterns, it is part of what is called the area that's also known as the Western Land. Hesperia is dedicated to enhancing a safe, friendly community while blending a rural lifestyle. It has 97,000 people in it, 48, and it's been growing by 0.6% yearly. There is 48% Hispanic, 33% white, 8% other, 4% African American, and 2% Asian. There are 2,900 veterans, 60 served in World War II, 185 in Korea, 1,500 in Vietnam, 368 in Gulf War, and 778 in Gulf War II. 90% of the residents are U.S. citizens. The median age is 31. The median household income, 51,000. Property value, 235. The history, it was incorporated in 1988 and began with the Mojave Indian tribe, Spanish settlers, and the westward travelers of the Mormon Trail. The first major turning point occurred in 1885, where the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe railroad tracks, like it is for most of the county, came and were completed. This resulted in their first industry providing juniper wood to bakers in Los Angeles by way of train. Juniper is a hardwood that was used as fuel for kilns up until the 1900s, when oil became the principal fuel. That change did not slow Hesperia's progress. The 1900s were booming, and the popularity of automobiles and Route 66, it became the last stopping point for the treacherous trip down the Cajon Pass. Now it's affordable housing, pleasant desert climate, clean air, scenery, and sunsets. It's prompted an increase in business growth throughout the city, including the High Desert Gateway Retail Center at Topaz and the Topaz Marketplace. So, Father, we pray for Hesperia, and we pray for their major employers that are there, the city and the county, our major ones besides the school district, as is the case for most of the cities. There is a Super Walmart, Stater Brothers, Super Target, Arizona Pipeline, In-N-Out, Double Eagle Transportation, Robar, Golden Corral, Limar, Del Taco, and Walgreens are in the top major employers. So we pray, God, that they will help the people there find jobs that will get them out of the poverty. The poverty level is 23%, and the average for California is 15. So that is 8% higher. One out of every almost four people are considered poor in Hesperia. So we pray that these jobs, most of which don't make a lot of money because it's retail and customer service, we pray, God, that if they have to do two jobs, that they would find a balance between family and working. We pray for the current city council, for them to come up with creative ways to help the city promote more economic growth and opportunities for people to make a decent living. We pray for the schools. There's several high schools, middle schools, and elementary. It's a big city, and they have quite a few Christian schools as well. So we pray that you would bless all the believers at both schools, the Unified and at the Christian schools, and pray they would be bold in sharing their faith. They would have the prayer around the pole, and they would have groups that meet on campus and be able to disciple one another and talk about it and not feel like they're going to be closed up or shut up. That we pray, God, there would be a freedom and a liberty to speak and not hold back. We pray, God, for the crime grade to go down, and that it would not be at C minus overall. And the violent is high at D, and property at C plus and other is at D. So a crime occurs every 2 hours and 48 minutes. Their top issues are vandalism, theft, and burglary. So God, we pray that these numbers will decrease as the different task teams that the police have there will address those and catch those that are doing things that are wrong. We pray for the 26 cases of COVID, that they would recover, that you would touch their bodies and they would come back and go back to life as normal. We pray for intercessors to arise and pray until the Lord moves in and through the lives of the believers. We pray for the churches to experience new growth and new excitement, new vision. We pray they address the poverty issue, that churches would help the poor learn how to improve their finances, that recovery groups would arise for those dealing with addictions and other issues, that marriages would be strengthened by united support with Christian conferences and retreats, that believers would experience a fresh baptism of fire to be bold in sharing their faith and seeing lives transformed by the gospel and signs and wonders to show that you're still alive and amazing, God. We pray for people to have a renewed passion and vision to those who minister in any role that is caught, that people would be equipped and trained to do the work of the ministry by those ministering, and that the Holy Spirit would come and convict of any area that is lukewarm and urge people to return to their first love and do the things they did at first, that there would be more testimonies shared in and through the workplaces and schools, and that we would see and hear about revival and an awakening in the city of Hesperia.